Today is the special feast day of Holy Thursday. We celebrate tonight the Mass of the Lord's Supper. And as Father mentioned at the beginning, we really celebrate three things tonight. The institution of the sacred priesthood, the establishment, the institution of the Holy Eucharist, and Christ's commandment for us to love and serve one another. So I'd like to look at these three things briefly tonight. First, the institution of the priesthood. Pope Paul VI said that really the priesthood is really a sign of God's love for the world, because without the priest we would not have Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, we would not have Mass, we would not have the ability to have our sins forgiven in confession, we would not have the anointing of the sick. So it is a tremendous gift that the Lord has given us, is the Holy Priesthood. Now each of us, as priests, discern our vocations at different times in our life. I know some priests who knew that when they were 3 or 4 years old, they knew that they wanted to become a priest. I didn't really feel my call till my junior year in college. I'm sure some of the other priests, they all have their own stories, but just a little true story that my dad told me. Apparently, even though I didn't really feel the call to the priesthood till college, apparently one of the things I liked to do as a child was, I was about 4 or 5 years old, I would sit out on the curb when the trash truck went by, because I always loved to watch the trash truck. And I loved it, and I really felt it was sort of a neat job, because you got to hang on to the outside of the truck as it went down the street, and you jump off and take the trash cans and throw them in there, and then you would take the trash can and throw it on somebody's lawn. And I thought, that looks like a lot of fun. So apparently, I told my dad when I was about 4 years old, "Dad, when I grow up, I'm going to become a priest or a trash collector." And after 23 years of the priesthood, the jobs are very similar. Because every Saturday afternoon, people come and go to confession, and they give us their spiritual trash, right? They give us their sins, and fathers and I get rid of it, and you are then made clean through God's grace. So it's a very similar profession from that standpoint, is that we are, as priests, those who absolve sins in the name of Christ. Now, I know many families and many children, when they were young, they used to say Mass. I was an altar boy, and as a young child, we used to pretend to say Mass in the living room. And this is sort of another confession. I have two sisters, and we would pretend to say Mass. We would get out everything we could to make it as nice as we could. But I was the altar boy. My older sister was the priest. My other sister was the congregation. But again, but these seeds, I guess, were planted very young. And when tonight we reflect upon the priesthood, we obviously pray for vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life, especially from all of our servers, from all of our altar boys. We're very blessed at this parish to have many, well over 100 or 150 or so altar boys. And you know what? St. John Bosco once wrote that he believed that one out of every three young Catholic men is called to the priesthood. Okay, so that would be one, two, you, okay? One, two, you. So we have about maybe five future priests sitting right over there. But it's something that we need to pray for, because again, without the priesthood, we would not have Jesus in the Eucharist, we would not have the Mass, we would not have confession, we would not have the anointing of the sick. What a blessing it is when a person is given the last rites, when they're given the anointing of the sick, the apostolic pardon. That's why Pope Paul VI says that the priesthood is a true gift that the Lord has given to His church and to the world. So let's pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. See, in this day and age, Mitch Pacwa said something very interesting. He said that the priest of today, it's different than the Old Testament priests, okay? See, the priest today, we receive a calling from God. The Old Testament priest, you became a priest if you were born into the tribe of Levi, right? If you were of that tribe, if you were a man, you were a priest, your son automatically became a priest. It was done through genealogy. If you were of the tribe of Levi and you had the genealogy, you became a priest. And Mitch Pacwa once said on EWTN, in other words, to be a priest in the Old Testament, you had to have Levi genes, okay? That's... Now, in this day and age, we don't need that. We have a calling from God to become a priest. And again, please pray for our servers that at least one out of three of them will become priests. Secondly, just tonight we honor not only the institution of the priesthood, but the Holy Eucharist, that Jesus Christ gave of Himself in the Most Blessed Sacrament. At the Last Supper, He said, over the bread, this is My body, and over the wine, this is the cup of My blood. It is a great miracle of transubstantiation that takes place at every Mass. It's an invisible miracle. We don't see it, but it takes place, where bread and wine become the living, resurrected, glorified body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. The appearances of bread and wine remain the same, but it becomes Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And again, that is the greatest gift that the priest has, is the power to change bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Why does God give us Himself in the Eucharist? Because He loves us so much, He wants to dwell with us. He wants to become one with us in Holy Communion. He wants to nourish our souls, to give us the bread to be the food for our journey towards heaven, towards eternal life. So Jesus gives us His greatest gift, which is Himself. We have that opportunity to receive Him every Sunday, perhaps even every day, to come to worship Him in Eucharistic adoration every week in our adoration over in the chapel. And tonight, we'll have a chance to keep the Lord company, to watch 1 hour with Him after this Mass until midnight tonight. So that is the greatest gift. It's the greatest reason to be a Catholic. When I've read the story of there's almost been now 1,000 Protestant ministers that have become Catholic in the last 20 years. They became Catholic for many different reasons, but most of them say the reason why they became Catholic was because of the Eucharist. As Protestant ministers, they loved Jesus. They had Jesus in the Bible. They had a personal relationship with the Lord. But they said that it was more like reading the menu. But now that they've become a Catholic, they not only have the menu, but they participate in the banquet, in the sacred meal, in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. They still have the menu, but now they get to receive Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And lastly, the third great thing that we think about tonight is the Lord's commandment for us to love and serve one another. And the Lord showed us this by washing the feet of the disciples, which was the duty of a slave. The duty of a slave. That He took off His outer garments, wrapped Himself in a towel, and He washed the disciples' feet. Imagine that. To do a duty of a slave. And we see the humility of Jesus in doing that. And as Scripture says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son to die on the cross for us. And St. Paul talks about how Jesus became man and took the form of a slave to free us from the slavery of the devil. So Jesus was a humble servant, and He wants us to be humble servants as well. You know, with the election of our new Pope, Pope Francis, I think people have been sort of taken with him because of his genuine humility, his genuine heart of service that he has. You know, the world was sort of surprised and shocked when they heard that after he was elected, he went back to pay his own hotel bill. And then he called his paper boy down in Buenos Aires and said, "I don't need delivery of the paper anymore." And he was shocked. The man thought it was a practical joke. But Pope Francis called from Rome to make sure he didn't keep delivering the paper. Okay, so this acts of humility, genuinely a very humble servant of the Lord. Today he went into the juvenile detention center and washed the feet of 12 of the young people. So again, we see this Christ-like attitude of humble service, and that's what we should try to emulate as well. So tonight, we thank God for the gift of the priesthood, the gift of the Holy Eucharist, and we try to accept the Lord's call for us to be humble and loving servants of other people. So we entrust ourselves to our Blessed Mother. She is the Mother of Priests. We ask her to intercede and to pray for all of our priests and to pray for more priests. We ask her to give us a great devotion and love for Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament, because as a mother, she wants to lead us to her Son in the Eucharist. And we should imitate our Blessed Mother, who herself said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord." And let's imitate her life of humble service of the Lord.